put some hot water and some cold water in the freezer, which one freezes first?
I've heard that there is... the obvious thing would be that the cold water would freeze
because it's
first.
Got less energy
got
to
less
start
energy
with.
To lose
less
freeze.
To lose. Hey presto, gonna freeze sooner.
I have heard the story that the hot water will freeze sooner, although I have to say I haven't looked into it in detail.
Well, he's making this point that there are actually some other things going on that people often neglect, and I was one of them. I always used to say, oh, it's a load of rubbish. The hot water will definitely freeze more slowly than the cold water for the simple reason it's got more energy to lose and it takes longer. But what he's saying is, and I think I believe him, he's saying that a lot of people believe in this. There's convection currents going on inside the water. And we did this as a kitchen science experiment, didn't we? Where when you've got something warm, it's less dense, so it rises upwards and the cooler stuff sinks. And this creates a sort of turning circulation inside a tank, if you've got a tank of warm water. Now, what he's saying is if you put that in the freezer, because the water's stirred up by the heat, the water will start moving and it will carry on moving for quite some time. And this will keep mixing the water, enabling it, after it's cooled down, to keep losing heat more quickly than cold water, because that's more static and doesn't move so much to start with, and therefore the cold water will be overtaken on the freezing process, possibly by the hot water.
The other thing which has just occurred to me is if you heat up water and boil it, you drive off all the gases dissolved in it, and those gases dissolved in it might be reducing how well it will reduce the freezing point.
Yeah, sure, and the hardness as well, yeah. Because of course when you boil your kettle you get scale. That's the bicarbonate precipitating as calcium. Calcium carbonate, isn't it, in there. Those impurities will lower the freezing point. So if you did the experiment fairly and used distilled water or something, then that should be an accurate way of knowing.
Testing.
I reckon there's a kitchen science experiment in there somewhere.